Okay, so it feels like everywhere you turn, there's another article about like the metaverse or Web3 or I don't even know, some new buzzword I'm supposed to understand. But you've been smart. You brought in some stuff about Sound Branch. So what is the deal with this voice-first platform?
Well, you know what I find so fascinating about it? It really speaks to this whole trend of micro content. We were just talking about how hard it is to focus, right? Our attention spans are, maybe not what they used to be. And people want things quick, digestible. That's what Sound Branch is doing. But with these like 10-second voice notes.
10 seconds. Seriously. I mean, that's shorter than it takes me to decide what to have for lunch.
It's true.
Like, how can you actually say anything meaningful in that amount of time?
See, but that's the beauty of it, right? It forces you to get right to the point. No rambling, no fluff. It's like, what's the core of your message? And you got to deliver it fast.
Okay, I can kind of see that, I guess, but don't you lose something without the visuals? Like, how do you convey emotion, or complex ideas when you're limited to just audio?
Oh, sure. Every form of communication has limitations, right?
Yeah.
But think about it this way. When you send a voice note to a friend, sometimes it captures the feeling so much better than typing it out would,
Yeah,
right?
100%. You can like hear the smile in their voice or, how excited they are.
Exactly. And SoundBranch is smart. They've thought of that searchability issue with audio, They have built-in transcription. So every voice note, it gets transcribed automatically.
Oh, that's clever. Okay, but like elephant in the room time, 10 seconds, that's great for a quick update or a funny thought, but is this really a platform for, deeper engagement?
Well, that's where things get really interesting because it's not just a social feed. It's not just about posting these voice notes. There's more to it.
Really? Like what?
So from what you've shown me, they've got these inboxes for like direct messaging, groups for more focused conversations, and even the ability to create these like private branded sites. It's almost like they're bridging the gap between your everyday casual audio and something way more professional.
Hold on, back up a second. Private branded sites. No, that sounds serious. Tell me more about that.
So imagine companies were using this for internal comms, quick team updates, sharing ideas, maybe even onboarding new hires, all through these short voice notes.
Okay, I can kind of see that. But before we go down that rabbit hole, let's go back to those branded sites for a second. What does that even mean? Like, practically speaking, what does it look like?
So from the videos you shared, it seems like companies can create these dedicated spaces on SoundBranch, right? And they can customize it with all their branding, logos, colors, even set the duration of voice notes, like maybe they want them longer for certain things.
Interesting, but like, why would a company go to all that trouble? Why not just, have their CEO start a podcast? What's the advantage of this separate branded site on SoundBranch? So wait, are we saying companies are going to ditch like their fancy internal newsletters and just do voice notes now?
Well, I don't know about ditching them completely, but it's more like, a new tool for the toolbox.
Okay.
A voice note, it can add that, that human touch that's hard to get across in text.
Right. Like sometimes, honestly, a voice note is just the easiest way to explain something.
Exactly.
But I still can't quite picture the CEO doing like their big quarterly earnings report as a 10-second voice note.
I think we could all agree some things are better suited for other formats. But imagine, right, a company-wide announcement. Instead of a formal email, it's the CEO, boom, quick audio message, get everyone energized.
Actually, you know what? That sparks an idea. What about for training?
Oh, interesting.
Instead of those like boring text-heavy modules that could do audio lessons, it'd be like having a personal coach right there in your ear.
You're onto something there, actually.
Yeah.
There's like a whole thing about micro-learning.
Is there really?
It's all about breaking information down into these bite-sized chunks. Our brains, they just eat it up better that way. So these short, focused voice notes on SoundBranch could actually be a more effective way to learn.
Whoa, hold on. So we're not just talking about changing how we communicate, but like how we learn too. Okay, now that's interesting. But I'm still a little stuck on this whole branded site thing. Like, I get it, but why not just have your CEO start a podcast? Everyone's doing it these days. Why this separate branded space on SoundBranch?
It's about having that dedicated space, I think. It's like a hub for all their audio. So imagine, right, you go to a company's website, and alongside the usual stuff, there's like a SoundBranch tab, and you click it, and boom, you're in their world. Audio snippets, behind-the-scenes stuff, maybe even those CEO insights.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's like giving the company this whole audio identity.
Exactly.
Speaking of audio, we haven't even touched on like the podcasting side of all this. From what I gathered, SoundBranch actually lets you turn those playlists of voice notes into full-on podcasts.
They do, which again, it plays into this whole democratization of content creation thing that's happening.
Mm.
Podcasting used to be this big production. You need the equipment, the software.
Oh, tell me about it.
But SoundBranch, it just makes it easy. Anyone with a smartphone, something to say, can be a podcaster.
Wait, so instead of me spending like hours fiddling with microphones and editing software, I can just, what, hit record, string a few voice notes together, and boom, podcast ready to go.
Pretty much. You make your playlist, add a title, maybe some cover art so it looks nice, and share away.
That's wild. So like anyone with an internet connection and a story can share it with the world now.
Exactly. And what's even cooler, SoundBranch makes it super easy to share those playlists as podcasts on like Spotify, Apple, all the big ones.
Hold on. So you're telling me I could be listening to some random playlist about, like, I don't know, the history of cheese making, and suddenly I'm subscribed to a whole cheese podcast.
You got it.
Hmm.
It's like SoundBranch is that bridge connecting these little audio snippets
mm-hmm.
to the world of, you know, big long form podcasts. It's kind of blurring the lines, don't you think?
It's almost like SoundBranch took this idea of a mixtape and was like, hold my audio cable, we're going next level.
Yeah.
It's like you're curating a collection of, I don't know, thoughts, stories, and putting it out there in a way we haven't really seen before.
And it's not just about the tech, right? It's about what you can do with it.
Yeah.
It's like that barrier to entry for sharing your voice, your perspective, whatever it is you're passionate about, it's gone.
And the fact that it ties into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, that's huge. It's meeting people where they already are.
Exactly.
Like I could be reading a blog post, see a SoundBranch playlist embedded, and next thing I know, boom, I'm subscribed to their podcast.
It's that smooth transition, right?
Uh-huh.
You go from casual listening to like, I need more of this in my life.
You know, all this talk about what SoundBranch could be is getting me kind of excited about the future of audio.
Yeah.
But before we go too far down that road, we got to talk about the downsides, right? Every innovation has them. So, like, what about the limitations of a voice-only platform?
You're absolutely right. We got to be realistic.
Yeah.
For one, accessibility is a big one. Not everyone can easily create or even consume audio, whether that's due to disabilities, you know, language barriers, or even just their environment isn't suitable for listening.
Totally. And honestly, sometimes a text is just more practical, right?
But for sure.
Like if you're trying to be sneaky and make dinner plans during a meeting, a voice note's not going to cut it.
100%.
Plus, you know, without those visual cues, tone of voice can get lost, right? Like yeah. What I think is funny, someone else might take completely the wrong way. It's like that whole email problem, you know? You're never quite sure if they're being serious or not.
Exactly. So it's like any tool, the key is knowing when to use it, right?
Right, right.
SoundBranch may not replace everything, but it has its own unique strengths.
For sure.
And used strategically, it can be really powerful.
I gotta say, this deep dive has really changed my perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I came in thinking, is SoundBranch just another fad? But now I'm seeing it as this like potential gateway to this whole new world of audio.
And that's what it's all about, right? It's not the length of the audio, it's the value it brings.
Exactly.
Who knows? Maybe someday we'll be recording this show, our whole deep dive, using nothing but 10-second voice notes.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? That outtakes alone would be amazing.
Right.
Well, on that note, this has been fantastic. Really appreciate you joining me to explore SoundBranch.
The pleasure was all mine. Until next time.